Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. We are here tonight after a little week hiatus, and we hope that everyone is doing phenomenally well. Tonight we have a special artist on the line. We're going to be interviewing the really great and talented Ashley Scott, so he's going to be joining us a little later. Please feel free to call in and to tweet us at the Love Zone USA, at the GF Network One. And as you know, we have my wonderful ladies on the Girlfriend Network. Tahira, are you online?
Yes, I'm here. Great,
oh,
Karishma.
Wonderful.
How are you?
How are you? Great. Good. How are you?
I'm really excited with this guest, Ashley Scott, who sounds beautiful. So I can't wait to get into the interview with the artist. Loved his work. Really inspiring and motivation when I heard his song. So I'm really excited about this. Had a great week. So this is a good intro to a great week as well.
Yes, it is. And what I liked about it is his voice is very unique. You know, a lot of the artists that have been coming out recently or just kind of in the past few years, they kind of have a similar sound going. And with his voice, it's very different. So when I was listening to his music, I was like, wow, this is a very different voice. It's something very unique to his nature. It's very kind of recognizable. I heard him on the radio, I'd be like, oh, that's Ashley Scott's voice in comparison to like, who this could be, you know, this person or that person. That's what I kind of really liked about his sound.
I definitely like that it was a unique sound, but I like the jazz part of it. It was very soothing, and you don't hear that. You're right, you don't hear that a lot now. Like, I just kind of felt like, oh, I can get a glass of wine and just relax. Like, when you hear early Luther's work, Luther Vandross, that's where you can, like, get the glass of wine and just, you know, relax his music. So that's why I can't wait to talk to him and talk about some of his influences, because I hear some jazz, you know, it's, like, very, like, you know, solid with the voice and smooth. I love it. It's really accentuating, so I definitely love him.
Definitely. So, wait, T, we have to let the audiences know, how was your Halloween? How did everything go?
Halloween was really, really, I was really simple. I didn't go into a lot. I just put on a tail and a little hat and did my makeup, and that's basically it. I didn't go over the top. Everything that I saw now, I didn't go into the city, but I saw pictures of my friend of mine did actually go with her friend. We have a friend in common. So they were dressed pretty nice, like really appropriate. So I didn't have any, you know, bad reviews. How about you? You're actually in the city.
Yes, I actually, you know, went with the wonderful advice, and I stuck to being a cat, kept it very simple, and it was my easy to go. And like I said, like you were saying, like I did the makeup, and it was like, you know, kind of did the look was very simple, but I just made it fierce with the face. And I had a great, I didn't actually see anything too crazy this year either. So I was like, maybe our show reached a lot of listeners and everyone decided to rethink how they were going to be portraying themselves for Halloween. So I actually, it didn't get quite wild in that sense either for me. So it was wonderful. So yeah, it was. I also want to remind all our listeners out there too that, you know, tomorrow is a big day for us. It's
the vote,
election
yeah.
day. Yes, and everyone out there needs to exercise their right to vote. you know, even if you feel like it's, you're not happy with kind of how things are going, it's just good to get your voice heard and be out there. So little side note, not trying to get too political or anything, but
yeah.
I definitely
want to encourage everybody to get out there and vote and use your right to vote, whoever you choose to vote for. Definitely, you know, use your right to vote tomorrow.
Definitely. It's going to be, you know, a big day tomorrow. So I think it's important to just kind of, you know, be proud to get out there and get your voice heard. So I think that's
absolutely
wonderful.
Well, Charisma, you know, if Nacomb was here, shout out to Miss Nacomb Martin, she would ask you, because the Thanksgiving holiday is coming up, and you know, you always give us a rundown of what your dating possibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on for Thanksgiving? Do you have anything on the agenda?
You know what? As of right now, I don't have anything on the agenda. So I'm still, nothing has been confirmed. I'm still kind of weighing my options. There's a few choices out there, but I haven't. You know, no one's locked me down for Thanksgiving, basically. I'm still deciding. So we'll see, you know, where whoever has the biggest turkey, I guess, is where I'll be.
Okay, that sounds good. It seems like this year it's like sneaking by, it's like creeping by. Because I'm like,
it's been
a couple weeks. And then it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then it's going to be Christmas, and then it's going to be 2017, and time is really just flying by. And I think it's kind of exciting, because I feel like the faster things are going, everyone who I'm kind of surrounded with, like, really exciting things and opportunities have come across in their lives and their careers and in their relationships. So I think it's just kind of that momentum is going for everyone, and we're all just kind of on that, like, wheel and that fast track of getting things done. So I feel like the year is going to end in a very fun and exciting way with good news for everyone. So I'm kind of enjoying the fact that usually I'm like, no, everything is moving too fast, make it slow down. But I'm kind of enjoying this, because every day something new and exciting is kind of coming about. So
mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
I agree with you. I think right now it is like sneaking by fast, like fastly approaching. But I feel like it's a change. Maybe it's the time changing. I feel like I have more energy and more excitement. I'm just really excited to see what the future has to offer.
Definitely, so. Definitely. It's kind of turned into less of a scary time and more of an exciting time.
Yeah, let's
and
see
I think
what
that's...
happens next. And true, like, you're intrigued. Let's see what happens next. Well,
exactly.
Right now, let's get into our first song, Rihanna Needed Me, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded. On some faded love. What the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hill list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Your white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love or give a love. Now you hate to come. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. Oh, give a little love. Now you hate to turn. Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown. Every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond. Love Zone.
Back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and Karishma is here. And I believe Karishma, our guest, is on, Ashley Scott. So welcome, Ashley, to the show.
Thank you so much.
It is
welcome,
an honor.
Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's an honor to have you on the Girlfriend Network. I know we have tons of questions, so Karishma, you could start with your questions, and then
yes,
I'll jump in.
Yes. Ashley, I just, of course, want to welcome you to the Girlfriend Network. Thank you so much for being here with us. And
thank
I wanted
you.
To also
I was,
tell you. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I absolutely love your music. I've been listening to it just nonstop on repeat. Your voice is so beautiful. I'm sure you hear that all the time, but definitely from us at the Girlfriend Network, we've just kind of been swooning over your voice. It's been taking us back
oh.
to just a relaxing mode, right, T?
Yeah.
Well, it lights you back.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Ashley, you have a phenomenal voice. Not just singing, just listening to your music put me in a zone where I was just, I thought about some of maybe your earlier influence. You know, early Luther, it sounded like you, when you would think like you come home from a hard day and you just want to relax, very hypnotic type of soothing voice. So what were some of your earlier influences?
Well, I'm from Philadelphia originally. So if you know about the city, you know that Philadelphia has had a huge international impact musically. And I'm saying multiple genres, and I think each genre of music through time was popular music. I think jazz at one point was popular music, and John Coltrane lived here, and doo-wop was a popular form. So, you know, the 50s sound of Chubby Checker and the Twist, and then mm-hmm. in the 60s, the sound of Philadelphia kind of came about. And so I have some family ties to some of the early groups of the sound of Philadelphia. The Delphonics were like uncles to me. They grew up on
oh,
my
yeah.
mother's
wow.
block. So La La Means I Love You was the song that kind of kicked off, you know, the Philly sound a little bit on an international level. It's between that one and another song by Barbara Mason called Yes, I'm Ready. Those are, you know, two of the records that kind of put Philadelphia on the map in terms of the Philly soul era before Gamble and Huff kind of started the Philly International label. And so my dad's sister is a member of the Three Degrees. And they're known for When Will I See You Again and the theme song to Soul Train. So they started in 1963, and they're still going on right now, and she's still touring the world. So those groups had a huge impact on me, both professionally, personally, and musically, with just, you know, being professional in all aspects of your career and the music having, you know, lush orchestration and you know, timeless melodies. So that's kind of how the early influences that, started within the family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as well, the song words, you know, because I know I always say, like my father always said, words are so powerful. How did you get to, like, where did that come about? Did you have, like, an experience that, you know, made you think maybe you should watch what you say, or the fact that it has, not even in that moment, but beyond that moment. Because that's what I feel when I heard the song that you're capturing, not just the moment, but beyond that moment. And I don't think we ever, like, think about beyond the moment.
Well, you know, everybody has their own relationships, whether it's, you know, romantically or friendship-wise. And you know, everybody has, you know, issues within, you know, their own relationships. And sometimes you're not going to agree on everything. You're not going to see eye to eye on everything, and disagreements and things of that nature kind of come about. And so sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, let's just be honest, you want to use foul language, you want to say some things, and, you know, sometimes those things could have a much larger impact. And, you know, the Bible says there's power in the tongue, so, you know, you have to kind of watch what you say, because you can make the situation worse. I think from a relationship perspective, you know, you have disagreements with your significant other, and, you know, there are times where sometimes the wrong thing can lead, you know, down a dark road, which is something I don't condone. So I'm saying, if you don't have anything to say at that particular point in time, it's okay to take a pause, step away, and revisit the situation at a later date.
Definitely. That's great. So how is your whole process when you're creating your music? Do you kind of have to just take that time and get it all from kind of personal experiences, or do you just observe your surroundings and kind of, you know, kind of shut yourself away, or how do you go about when you're kind of in that creative zone?
It's a little bit of everything. Sometimes it's, you know, hearing a certain, you know, melody in your head. Sometimes it's a chord progression that you may hear. I mean, sometimes I'm around a lot of musicians, so if somebody's just, mm-hmm. you know, playing freely on the piano, I will gradually, you know, flock toward that person just to kind of get a feel for what they're doing. Sometimes it's, you know, God just gives you the spirit and the talent and the idea of creating, and sometimes the melodies just kind of come, and you have to just kind of, you know, record them and make sure you don't lose them. For this particular song, I wanted to do a more traditional approach to the recording process. Nowadays, not, you know, no one is using live instrumentation, and you don't really hear a lot of that in today's music. So I, you know, wanted to write a contemporary song that would be timeless now, you know, mm-hmm. and be played 40 years from now on the radio, just like the Motown and the Philadelphia International and the Luther and Earth, Wind & Fire stuff is played on the radio right now. So, you know, I'm thinking ahead and more long term with, you know, with my creative process. So I did have a live band play on the track. Everything was live with the exception of the strings. I did have additional background vocals on there because music is an art. It's a form of art. It's a painting. So mm-hmm. every color matters, every instrument matters, every voice texture matters. I didn't want to be a one-man band and record all the vocals and have one person lay all the music. So
I love that element.
I had a dynamic team.
I love that element, and that's what made me think, because music, it's not one voice. It's all the elements that work together to make the sound. So
right.
when I heard it, I was just like, wow, this is amazing. It really made me think, like, you know, the era where you heard, like, the live band and things like that. And I think sometimes, not, you know, saying anything is wrong with the music today, but just you want to know, you want to keep that edge where you still hear music. Like, you don't hear a lot of live bands and things like that. We were just talking about that, like, going on. So to hear it in the music, I was like, wow, he's on to something again, because it's just, it was refreshing.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, coming from the background that I have, you know, with you know, my family being in those groups, and that's
mm-hmm.
kind of what they created. Their music was very lush. You heard the strings. You heard the horns.
You heard everything. You
heard
everything. The sound.
And, you know,
like, everyone contribute to the sound. The key,
right.
It wasn't personal. And you know, it's like you hear every element to make the sound. So it wasn't like one person had lead. It was, so I hear that. Like, you really hear, you brought music. That's what
right.
I love music. Cause
I wanted
it's
to
music.
Bring some voices together that would really create a great sound. And the three young ladies that I had on the end of the record, you know, Ashley Lewis, Nomi Gray, and Stephanie Oliver are three friends of mine that have done, we've all sung together, you know, background for each other on each other's shows, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
their voices really blend well together. So I wanted to kind of recreate that atmosphere on recording.
Do you ever go through, as an artist, I know every artist go through it, like with the writing process, sometimes, you know, you just get things and you write it out and it's a song, or you hear, like you said, a melody and, you know, you get it and you just, or like you could be playing, I could be in the studio playing something and then I'll write a song. Do you ever get where there's nothing happening, like not no motivation, just that time where it's just not dead but just stalled?
I would say yes. I think everybody kind of goes through that, no matter what you create, whether you're a painter, whether you're an author or a poet. We all have that time where, you know, we want to create something, but either the inspiration's not there or it's just not coming to us, and it just takes a moment, and it'll, you know, it's all divine intervention in some ways. So,
uh-huh.
you know, it's going to hit at the right time. And
timing
is this was just great mm-hmm. timing for this particular song to kind of come out at this present time.
I love it. I really love the title. So, Ashley, we're going to go into your song. Can you bring us into and introduce your song, Words?
Sure. This is Ashley Scott from Philadelphia, PA. I'm a R&B vocalist, and I'm introducing my debut single entitled Words on the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriends Network show.
Thank you.
When I met you, I liked you, then I loved you and stayed with you. Opposites, they do attract, and it's a fact that it can work. When you talk, I listen to you, and I hear just what you're saying. Give me some time to take it in, so I know what to say. Because words, they are powerful, they can help, they can hurt. All words, they have meaning, they can heal and hinder. When I don't know what to say, I don't. And when I don't know what to say, I'll say nothing at all. Shutting down isn't right, but I really don't wanna fight. Can you control your emotions and feelings before you say something out loud? You have to have some peace when you step to me. Once it comes out, there's no turning back. Because the words, they are powerful.
They can help.
They can help.
They can hurt.
They can hurt. Oh, words have meaning.
They can heal.
They can heal and hinder. When I don't know what to say,
I
just don't. But when I don't know what to say, I'll say nothing at all.
I'm careful what I say.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA. We are here tonight with special guest Ashley Scott, whose single we just played, Words. That was beautiful, Ashley. Thank you so much again. I absolutely just love your music.
It's phenomenal.
Your voice is just so beautiful. Like, I love it.
It's so relaxing. Ashley, this is Tahira. I know I'm a singer. I sing. So I know you go through different transformations with your voice. Was it a time that maybe, like you said, maybe this wasn't the thing for me?
Actually, it was. I think I've always, again, going back to my roots, I've always appreciated the music, more classic soul. And so I'm not saying that I was stuck in one place, but there was a time where I felt like I didn't sound like, you know, the hottest person on the radio. And there was a time where, you know, I didn't know what my sound was going to be. So I've always been performing more so as an artist on the live end of things, doing more private affairs and things of that nature. So I've always kind of been a performing artist. But in terms of the recording, I think I got to a point over the past few years where I said, okay, you know, I'm not getting, you know, I think it was just a good time to release the music because we're in a time where indie is the new major. And there are far more people out there releasing, you know, songs that are not, you know, of good quality and of good lyrics and things of that nature. And, you know, you have a lot of internet sensations who are, you know, just putting things out there that are, you know, not up to par per se. So I thought,
like sensations,
you know,
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, I'm doing it the right way. You know, there is going to be an audience that will support it somewhere in the world, and I'm going to find that market and just, you know, target those people and release good music to them.
Definitely. I think when, you know, you're gifted with this talent, you know, that comes from God, you're meant to share it with the world. And you know, there's always a fan base for every type of music. And I think that's when you're gifted and you're meant to share it, you're going to naturally attract those people who are, you know, they're meant to listen to your music. They're meant to be impacted by it.
I agree.
Absolutely. I really feel like even with song, I know studio work is great and it's rewarding, but when you're like performing live, how do you, because for me, when I perform live, it's like as if the audience is speaking to me. And when, you know, you see how excited they are to see you walk on a stage and just the anticipation that the fact that they came out for you, how does that make you feel? I know it's a great feeling, but how does that affect you as an artist in the evolution of your music?
I think it's a great feeling to perform your own stuff. You know, for so long you end up singing other people's songs, and while you're attached to those songs because they're classics and they're hits, it's nothing like performing your own. And to have the reaction to that is very great and emotional at the same time because you're just so grateful for the support. For me, my live show is very interactive. I talk to the audience and make it more conversational. I do have songs where I try to get the audience to sing along. And just let it loose and have fun. I try to make it an overall exciting experience, which is something that people don't get from a lot of live shows. And so it's very classy. It's very well orchestrated.
Okay. So do you ever feel that you could have did something better, like in a show? Because I know, like, I'm not sure what your travel schedule is when you're, like, touring and things like that. Do you ever feel that, like, you didn't get received like you should have in one city and I'll try another thing in another?
Actually, I would say no at the moment. I just did a show in Washington, D.C. Last month, and it was my first time actually performing there. And I used to live there when I went to Howard University. So to kind of go back there and see a lot of, you know, friends and as well as, like, new supporters, it was a great thing. And And so I did the same, you know, show and routines there that I did, you know, back home here in Philadelphia. And it was quite well received in other markets.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The question I always like to ask artists is if you could pick any other genre that, of music that you would have also liked to, you know, be a part of or experiment in, what would that be?
Other than R&B, I would say jazz. I sung jazz in college, and I had the opportunity to work under my professor in college was an artist named Grady Tate, and Grady was a vocalist, but he was also known to be the most recorded jazz drummer ever. So he's worked with Frank Sinatra, Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and so to learn under him was an awesome talent. He knew every jazz standard ever written. He could sing every chord, every note, you know, verbatim. So jazz is such a free form of music that it's nothing like it. It's so fully orchestrated with you know, all the instrumentation that, you know, each recording has. So I'm definitely a more classic style singer and appreciative of every element of music. So anything that's as musical as jazz or R&B is where my love and my heart is.
Do you play an instrument?
I don't play any instruments, but I have a very strong ear with harmony. So I'm very into arranging the vocals and mm-hmm. things of that nature. So all the harmonies that you heard on the album, on the song, mm-hmm. I should say, was arranged by myself. Yes.
Wow. Because that's a gift within itself, arrangement as well. Like for me, like when I'm in the studio and, you know, I have my team with me and I'm trying to come up with like an harmony or something like that, if I play it on the piano, I can come up with it like that. So do you ever see yourself growing in your musical style when you're like in the studio? Like that happens with me. I'll be able to play it out how it, and then I can tell it to them how we're singing and arrangements. But does that ever happen to you where you actually, you know, grow within your process in the studio and things like that?
I would say yes. You always hear something different in different parts of the instrumentation. So you're able to kind of draw your vocal arrangements and other melodies from different instruments in the song, and so it'll all flow together, you know, with the vocals kind of matching those instruments. So, you know, I do have a strong ear for harmony. I was in the Howard Gospel Choir, and I actually teach, you know, some of the songs at my church, you know, to my choir on occasion. So having that ear and being able to kind of pick out notes and things of that nature works well with the vocal arranging. So I can always hear different chord progressions and things of that nature, and I'm able to kind of follow along musically.
Okay. So do you ever feel with, like, once you've done writing a song and composing it, that it's not what you wanted it to be? Like, it was, like, you ever go through that process? Because sometimes that happens with me when I'll think I'm finished, but I'm really not finished, and it goes into, like, more time. Is there a certain time frame that you're working with when you're trying to get, like, music out there or doing shows with new music? Because I know you talk about doing your own music. So do you ever get into that process where you start writing things that you want to prepare for a show, but yet you feel like it's not right? It's not, because I think timing is also a key factor as well.
Yes, you definitely need ample time to prepare. For me, I try to at least, you know, have 3 to 4 rehearsals before I do a big show. Just because you want to make sure that everybody has the feel right and is playing their part. Again, everything, you know, has its, you know, own color and own assignment to the bigger picture. So you definitely want to make sure that everyone is on their part and
mm-hmm.
playing it well.
Absolutely. Perfect.
And, oh, yes, Ashley, what made you decide for Words to kind of be your debut single, as this is the way, you know, you're first presenting yourself as a, you know, up-and-coming artist and, the, you know, introducing it to the world? What was it about this particular track that you wanted this to be kind of your first introduction out there?
I just think the timing was right with the message. It was released, you know, in the late summer, and so, you know, we were approaching, you know, Domestic Violence Month in the month of October and things of that nature, and so the song was just, the timing was right to release it. It's a strong message, and it's not just, you know, an R&B song, but it's a more so of a message song. So I just feel like the word of words, you know, need to be heard to inspire and empower people.
Definitely. Okay, so we're going to go into our next song with Tory Lanez, Love, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
This is Big Daddy Kane, and trust me, when it comes to love, there's no half-stepping on the Love Zone, USA.com.
sunrise and I'm still in your bed. Good night, you sleep means goodbye. Me replaying memories in my head. Look at you, look at you, look what you made me do. How do you figure my every move? Who are you, who are you? You look so familiar. I know you, baby, I know the truth. We got way too much in common. If I'm being honest with you, we got way too much in common. Since I'm being somebody like me, you wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Hudson. Who wants to love somebody like me? You wanna love somebody like me. If you could love somebody like me, you must be Mr. Hudson. We used to talk till midnight, all those days that you stayed at my house. We were just passing the time when we were young and we ain't had no vows. Nah, 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 maybe later on I'll text you and maybe you'll reply. We both know we had no patience together day and night. Get an eye on our supply and we ain't satisfied. I could love you all occasions. We got way too much in common.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network here on the Love Zone USA. You are here tonight with me, Karishma, and Tahira, and our wonderful guest, the Ashley Scott.
Yay, thank welcome you. Back.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Ashley. Ashley, I do have a question. Like, I know we talked about influence earlier, getting into the music. Are you ever influenced by personal things in life that you say, I don't want to scream, I don't want to shout, I just want to write it out. Let me write a song about it.
Yeah, all the time. That's becoming the new ritual right now for me in my life, you know, for where I am. Words was, you know, a little personal, but, you know, at the same time, it was, you know, quite a few people were kind of going through the same exact thing. So it just wasn't my personal experience, but, you know, something that others were kind of talking about. And,
a shared experience,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, yeah, she, you know, almost said something that was going to mess up the whole situation. And then, you know, once they watched their words, you know, they were able to save it. But, you know, at the same time, there were some others where, you know, you just kind of had to hold yourself back from, you know, really letting someone have it verbally. So
is that, because we talk about, this is a love show, so we talk about love all the time, and we talk about, you know, making an effective argument and arguing in love, like with love, but expressing your being passionate about your opinion. And, I know with me personally, sometimes in arguments, you want to get the best of the person. You want to get your point across and things like that. So I think words is so appropriate because sometimes you are literally in the heat of the moment saying things because you're upset about what was
right.
said to you. So that is just so, for this time, it is just so appropriate for this time. Don't you agree, Charisma? Like, cause sometimes we talk about this all the time. We have, psychologists on talking about where relationships show, how you can say one thing and it really, with me, I argue and some things that I take away from the argument really hurts me. But you wouldn't know at that point in time, but that's the thing that's, left on my mind. Like, really, that's really what you think? So I think
mm-hmm.
that's so appropriate.
For me, I don't like to argue, so, I'm not saying I'm passive. However, I'm just, okay, you feel the way you do, I'll let you cool off until you're ready to talk. And I'm not going to get upset. Like, it's too much of a
Oh, you're that person that never gets upset? And
I'm not saying
so
I never get upset, but, again,
but how
I
do you respond, actually, like, if you're having, not an argument, because we do this a lot. We talk to listeners, and they call in, and they feel a certain way, but they can't talk about it because they just can't address the partner with it. So how do you, you don't want to argue, and you don't want to be negative. Everyone's heated in the moment. How do you diffuse? You just don't say anything at all, or we'll talk about it tomorrow, or we're both calmed down.
Yeah, I mean, I just say, look, I can't answer. I don't have an answer for your question at the moment. I see you're upset, and, I'm sorry you feel that way, But I'll let you cool off. Let me go to another room as well because I don't feel like getting too stressed out on this right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And kind of get to it when everyone's kind of cooled down and not in that heated way where words could get in the way and someone could say something that they kind of regret or didn't mean.
Right. No, you're right. I do wait until I'm in a good frame of mind and until they kind of calm down. But sometimes, I think every argument and every issue is different with every couple. So, sometimes they never really come down from that situation.
That's
then
what I'm
you
thinking.
You bring it
I
back
think
up.
It,
it, it just brings up all those emotions.
But
sometimes people are going to be
like,
who they are, and they're going to be very strong in their feelings. And you just have to kind of take people for who they are and how they are. And, if you don't feel the same way, okay, we'll disagree to disagree and keep it moving.
Yeah, because I definitely feel like sometimes when you're having an argument, not that you want to be, confrontational or anything like that. You just want to get your point across. And if that person doesn't want to hear it, it's like, I'm not allowing you to voice what your concerns right now. Let's talk about it at another time because I just don't like the way it's coming across. So, I think that's, a good mechanism to kind of diffuse it. But what if the person is, and Karishma, we address all these issues. person is just really hot-headed about this particular topic, you're just going to say, well, we're just going to agree to disagree. That's how you feel, and this is the way I feel. I still love you. I still care about you, but we're just not going to see even on this.
Right. And we have to move on from it because it's taking up too much, negative energy and space in this moment, and it's mm-hmm. too much things to be done in life, so just got to keep it moving.
Do you ever write about, heartbreak?
Yeah, I do. I have a song that that's not yet released, but it's called, Don't Throw Our Love Away. And it was from, a relationship that, at that time I didn't want, to end, per se. And so it was trying to, say, hey, don't let's not break up. Let's try to make it work. So, I was very heartbroken from the breakup. So,
Okay. So, Ashley, can you let our listeners know where they can find you on social media about the, you know, when the album is coming out, things like that?
Okay, so my website is AshleyScottMusic.com. On Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at AshleyScott3. And on Facebook, my Facebook page is I Am Ashley Scott. I'm looking to release an album sometime in 2017. It'll be on my own label and independently, and working with some producers and musicians here in Philadelphia to kind of create what that's going to be.
Okay,
well, great. We definitely all look forward to 2017 for that album to release. And we'll definitely be playing your songs on our show, right, T?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're coming to Jersey, yeah, definitely if you're coming to Jersey to, like, air or, like, have a show, definitely, you know, let us know. We'll definitely, you know, maybe come to the show and things like that and support that way as well. But I do have a last question. You're welcome. I do have a lot of, last question. I know we talked about heartbreak. Sometimes, like, you know, when you're in the writing process, you ever feel like this is too close to your heart or too personal that you change it in a song?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a writer, I think you not only have, you know, a writing music, but I think you're, you know, you have to put some fiction in there as well,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to, you know, I think everybody has that creative side, whether it's from movies or from books that they've read, or, you know, somebody wants to add their own twist and turn to the story. I think everybody has that creative side. You know, most songwriters do. There are some that just lay it all out on the line, but there are some that'll throw a few twists and turns to make it a little bit more interesting. But I do have some songs that, you know, will be coming out eventually that are, you know, very truthful to how I was probably at that particular point in my life. And then there are some where, okay, it was a fictitious situation. I actually see the music video storyline board in my head, and this is how it's going to play out. So
that is amazing. I definitely appreciate your work, and thank you again for coming to the Love Zone Network. So we're going to go into our last song, Bison Killer Exchange. So we do thank you. Thank you again, Ashley, for coming
thank
to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
well,
you so much for
love
being
to
here.
Hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay,
Matthew,
so the
you
last
guys posted on some shows in Jersey.
Absolutely. So let's go into our last song, Bison Killer Exchange, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways, got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had sex and then blow dang. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you in street, that was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do, man, it's true. X has changed, yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
that shot. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Taylor, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical, won't fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them hoes can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.